Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 22nd episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week. This week, I'm doing a review on the PC Fun Tackle Bag. So, this is one of the two tackle bags that PC Fun has made. One of them is almost like a really small duffel bag that you can put a bunch of boxes in, a bunch of tackle boxes in. And then the one I have is almost like, it's almost like a backpack, but it has like waist straps and then one shoulder strap. So, the material that this tackle bag is made out of is high-density, water-resistant fabric. So it's only water resistant, not 100% waterproof. It's not a dry bag. So if you're waiting, you should still get a dry bag to put like your phone or your keys or stuff like that in. So, it has, for the pockets, it has 4 zippered pockets, 3 big ones on the back, and then 1 pretty small one on the waist strap. So, the biggest zippered pocket, it's one on the back, and it is big enough to hold 2 3600 size boxes. And then the others you can fit some smaller boxes for smaller lures, really, or anything else you can fit in those pockets. So, on one waist strap, like I said, there's a zipper pocket, 1 of 4 zipper pockets, on the whole bag, and then 2 Velcro pouches. So, it doesn't really matter, but the Velcro pouches, out of both of them, one of them is actually bigger, is the one closer to the back of the tackle bag. It's bigger, and that one can actually hold a jar of power bait. I actually have power bait in there, but it's weird because I went to put another jar in the other Velcro pouch, and it wouldn't fit. So one of the Velcro pouches is bigger. So, since I couldn't fit 2 jars of power baits in one in each of the 2 Velcro pouches, I just have like some pre-made rigs in the other pouch. I haven't really found a use for the zipper pocket on the waist strap. You could fit a phone in there. I don't really ever carry a phone when I'm fishing. But you could fit a phone in there, a wallet, or your keys, or stuff like that. On the other waist strap, there is holders for your pliers, and then there's also a mesh water bottle holder. behind that water bottle holder, there is a basically like a tube that you're supposed to put the handle of your rod into, and then you clip the top of your rod. Onto the shoulder strap. And it's a pretty great way to carry your rods if you don't have Velcro straps to strap your rods onto your bike. Even if you do have those, it's still a great thing to have. If you have to hike to a fishing spot, and you're carrying multiple rods, you can just if the trees aren't super low, you can put one of your rods on the tackle bag. So, that's it for the different features on this tackle bag. Now I'll get into what I have in this tackle bag. So in the biggest zipper pocket, the one that you can fit 2 3600 size boxes in, I have a big box. I have one big box that has all the lures I take. In the other pouch, in the middle one, in the other zipper pocket, the second biggest one, I have a bunch of random stuff. I have like bobbers in there. I have my scale. I have a pair of folding pliers, stuff like that. Stuff that like is like small stuff that I can put into one pocket. In the third and the second smallest of these Velcro pockets, it's still pretty big. Zipper pockets. It's still pretty big, but I have my terminal tackle box in there. And in the smallest zipper pocket on the left waist strap, I have like I said, nothing. So, in the 2 Velcro pouches, in the bigger one, I have a jar of power bait, and in the smaller one, I have a couple of pre-made rigs. In the, obviously, in the holder for your pliers, I have pliers, and then in the mesh water bottle holder, I actually have a separate plastic container that holds survival stuff. Like, I have a flashlight in there. I have some waterproof and windproof matches. I have a stringer, stuff like that. And then all over this tackle bag, there are D-rings and clips and, fabric rings you can slide stuff into. I haven't yet found a use for all of them, but I'm sure I will at some point. Yeah. So, overall, this is a pretty awesome tackle bag. I'm going to be using it a lot. I would recommend getting it. It's awesome. I've been looking at getting a tackle bag for a while. Yeah. So, that's the episode for today, and I'll see you next week.